Suzanne DiMaggio says Iran is a potential market for 80 million highly educated, sophisticated consumers ready for U.S. products and services. But
it will take some time for major U.S. corporations to feel comfortable enough to start investing in Iran. They'll need to see that Iran is working through this agreement, is complying with it. They also will want to see that there's some stability there.
A key to stability is oil. Iran has some of the largest oil and natural gas reserves in the world. But during the years of sanctions, the oil fields have not been fully developed.
So it is going to take some time and billions of dollars to really bring that oil sector up to snuff. But make no mistake about it, Iran will be a major player in the oil sector. I think this has other countries like Saudi Arabia worried. What will that do to the market that's already so far down?
Right now, the market's reacting by buying the major oil companies like Total, Exxon, and the big oil producers throughout the world. That being said, I think part of the places that are not being looked at right now is look for the international investment banking firms that have been thrown out of Iran or have been forced to leave by sanctions. They'll be allowed to go back in.
New York University economics professor Paul Wachtel points out the sanctions do not get removed immediately, but he is optimistic.
If this agreement leads to Iran being reintegrated into the global economy, you've got a brand new big player in the world economy. It will be good for world trade generally. Would be good for many American industries, consumer goods, producers' goods, airplane industry, oil equipment, lots of American industry.
The celebrating is on in Iran's capital, Tehran. Young people are looking forward to more involvement in world social media. But the question is, will the Iranian regime open up its economy and liberalize its economic relationships with the rest of the world? Bernard Schussman, VOA News, New York.